I'm clearing the phone lines right now. 1-877-727-7746. Even if you're not DL, maybe you can give us some tips on how to recognize you. Now, this could be a public service. And listen, I'm not trying to judge you. All I'm saying is there's so many people out here getting fooled, okay? And down low is basically what the term is that we're talking about. What are the red flags? What are the red flags that you may have experienced, ladies, that you saw that maybe you don't, a lot of people are not paying attention to, okay? And I don't need anybody with the finger test thing. You know, that is, you know what they're always talking about. You know, hey, here's how you figure it out when you do this with your finger. That's not.
What make you bring that up?
I'm just saying. I don't want you have everybody calling about that. 1-877-727-7746. Let's. All right, already out the gate, man. We got a negative tweet.
Tweet.
Prof QEDU writes another ridiculous Russ Parr show morning show topic.
Who said it? Shut up.
Hashtag propaganda.
Wow. Propaganda.
Why are you angry,
what kind
man?
Of propaganda? Sound like would you that might be so, need hey, to tweet
you,
us the right
stuff. Are you
stuff.
Mad, son?
Yeah, I want you to tell us.
Putting
yeah,
you out there.
I don't
source
know.
Your anger.
It's okay. Don't be mad. I just try to do things that when people talk to me about certain things, I bring them up on the show.
That's right.
But if you want to get upset about it, Professor, I understand.
Hmm.
And matter of fact, why don't you start submitting some topic ideas?
Yeah.
And we'll use all yours.
There you go.
And also, then we'll trash them.
Yes. Also, submit to us some of the tricks you know. Dom Supreme says, you shouldn't be able to tell. Perfect example. Sweet Tyra says, if a dude imitates a gay man a little too well, you look a little too comfy doing that, sir.
I think he's DL.
I don't know, because if you're a good actor, I mean,
I just think this is a public service.
Why would you be acting?
I think that a lot of ladies need to know because you don't know the signs.
Right.
And a lot of these guys can tell you, hey, here's the tip off. But some of them are not going to call and do that.
But
good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Do you know any signs? Any red flags?
Yeah, when I was dating this guy, my brother. I introduced him to my brother, and my brother already knew that he was gay.
Really?
How? How'd
your brother know?
Because my brother's gay. So, you know, my brother was like, the way that he interacted with a lot of the gay friends.
I heard that.
But, you know, I have gay friends that think that everybody's gay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, somebody blinked at me. And
No, he's gay. Oh, you just name a celebrity. Yeah. Oh, he's
if you,
gay.
If you tap your foot too many times or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Most of their friends that they hang out with are either gay or on a DL, and they can't stand the female that they're with for no reason.
Oh, it's like you always got a problem, man. They always dogging out the girl you with.
Yeah. But I have a lot of gifts, but they don't dog out females.
Mm.
So, that's good to know.
DL Red Flags, good morning. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I know some signs and red flags. You know, like, if a person, like, defends, like, Jay-Z a little bit too hard, you know, I believe they might be on the down low, Albert.
All right, man.
How long did it take you all day to come up with that, Rashawn?
Yeah, he's working.
Did you, are you the one who called him a nuthugger?
We know about purple, Rashawn.
It is kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello. It was kind of funny. Good morning. Hello.
I lied.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Get some minutes. Call us back.
Yeah, call us back. DL Red Flags. Good morning. Hello. Wow, this phone line.
Some of them scared this morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Probably.
Good morning. There's really no way of being able to tell if somebody is DL at the end of the day if they want to be D.
No, just let him talk. Okay?
Sorry, I apologize, sir.
Yeah. How can you not know?
No, I mean, the whole purpose of being DL is the fact of people not knowing what you're doing. So you're not going to have tell signs to show people that you're DL at the end of the day.
But is there any commonality between these DL guys? Do they all share something in common that we could look for?
I mean, the whole purpose of being DL that they're going to share in common is the fact that they're going to make sure they cross every T and dot every I.
Gotcha.
So you don't never slip, ever?
It's almost like a common thing that you make sure that things just stay together.
And you know, a lot of these DL guys don't think they're gay.
Are they?
And that's the thing. The minute you start to show a sign, then you're going to have people to try to cover everything up.
I found that a lot of dudes that I've always felt that were on the DL were highly critical of gay people.
Mm.
Highly critical. always dogging them out.
And you have some that are, and you have some that ain't.
Yeah, okay, so that just kind
of like some of the pastors that's out there.
Tweet, tweet.
Yankadude says a sign is when you're intimate with him and he can never climax or complains it's hard to climax with their exes. Huh? What?
Okay, never mind. Turn your radio down. Good morning. Hello. DL Red Flags.
Hi. DL Red Flags is when a guy gets out of the shower and lotions down from head to toe with Victoria's Secret lotion.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. If a man wears Victoria lotion, he's just really telling you, hey.
It smells good, doesn't it?
On your woman.
All right. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. DL Red Flags. Go ahead, please.
I know there's a lot of guys, like, when I'm out and about, I see, like, guys kind of hit on me, or they look a certain way. They give you a certain eye look. I just thought
it's a certain way from it. It's a certain eye. An eye thing.
Why do you think they do that to you?
I don't know. I attract fat women and fat white women and gay guys for some reason. I don't know.
Good morning, hello.
Somebody tripping.
Good morning, hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Yes, DL Red Flags. Give them to us.
I got three friends.
Uh-huh. I am wearing three.
Oh, you lost.
I have three friends, too. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Yes, DL Red Flags. Give them to me.
Okay. With me, where he's hanging out, your male companion, your friend, he goes out, he hangs out, I'm from D.C. He hangs out in DuPont Circle with his boys. That's not cool. That's to me, the biggest red flag, where they're hanging out in their atmosphere.
Gotcha.
Tweet, tweet.
Jamaica Star 217 says, when they have tight-ass pants showing off their male camel toe.
Oh,
and nah. She put hashtag Pitbull. Not trying to be rude, said it's all in the eye contact and body language. We gay men can just tell. And Red Eye Ink, I'm not sure who you're talking about, but they say this caller is DL, and he said you can't tell, LOL.
Good morning, hello.
LMAO, the last caller. Y'all stop it.
Hello, good morning.
One-eyed Willie, what?
One-eyed Willie, what?
Stop. Good morning, hello.
Y'all so
good morning.
Yes, DL Red Flags, go ahead.
Yes, well, my uncle is actually a down low guy, and I think there are no real signs. Gay guys can tell, but as far as just being across the board, there's really no real signs. I would say being that he can't climax, or it takes too long for him to climax, or just him having kid pictures dressed up on Halloween as a female. You know, there's never.
Let me see. B Swag writes, she has to pay attention to his actions and details. They always have tell signs. Miss Q 82 writes, some DL men are extreme gay bashers. Like what I said.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, so yeah, so that might be the key right there. But listen, you know, you got to be careful. We were talking about some of these doctors about STDs and HIV. It's just so rampant.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful. Not to say that all DL guys can get you infected, but you got to take note.